Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is June 18, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about G plus D Mobile Security supports Macau by producing prepaid payment cards. MasterCard and Visa lose legal round against UK retailers. Payments company Planet to acquire 3C Payment. JD.com raises almost $4 BLN in its Hong Kong Stock Exchange debut. Amazon shipping rolls out in the UK. The FCA's and PSR's approach to access to cash. PCISSC updates the standard for payment devices to protect cardholder data. MageCard attackers compromised Claire's, Intersport web shops. The Supreme Court rules in favor of merchants in landmark interchange fee cases. Now let's get started. G plus D Mobile Security supports Macau by producing prepaid payment cards. The Macau government has issued contactless prepaid payment cards, produced by G plus D Mobile Security, pre-loaded with credit, to mitigate the economic impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. In a first phase, all citizens of the Special Administrative Region of Macau received prepaid cards with a credit €344, which can be redeemed from May to July 2020. In the second phase, the cards will be topped up with another €573, which citizens can then spend from August to December 2020. Daily limits are set on the cards and purchases are only possible for a restricted range of items. The cards were issued on behalf of the government by Macau Pass, which commissioned G plus D Mobile Security to produce the cards. MasterCard and Visa lose legal round against UK retailers. UK's Supreme Court has come down to the decision that Visa and MasterCard infringed EU antitrust rules by illegally restricting competition in the acquiring market. The case, which dates back to 1992, was brought by retailers Sainsbury's, Morrisons, Asda, and Argos and is related to the charges Visa and MasterCard levy on the retailers when cardholders make a transaction of default multilateral interchange fees (MIFs). The UK Supreme Court upheld the finding of the Court of Appeal in July 2018 that the MIFs charged within the Visa and MasterCard payment card schemes was an unlawful restriction of both European Union and UK competition law. The ruling means the retailers can proceed to a trial to decide compensation. However, MasterCard said the Supreme Court's decision was not a final ruling and there will be further court hearings to determine the key issues raised. It said these hearings will most likely not take place until 2021. Payments company Planet to acquire 3C Payment. Galway-based payments company Planet has agreed to acquire payment solutions company 3C Payment. 3C Payments gateway, integration, and terminal capabilities, when combined with Planet's payment services, should create a platform in the payments sector, serving businesses looking to improve customer experience. Planet and 3C Payment are focused on industries and businesses with complex payment requirements that have a need to accept alternative payment methods such as Alipay, WeChat Pay and UnionPay, in addition to global schemes such as Visa, MasterCard and American Express. This acquisition means that businesses can now work with one partner and use a single payment platform to accept payments whether their consumers are paying in person or online. The deal is subject to regulatory approval by the Financial Conduct Authority in the UK. JD.com raises almost $4 billion in its Hong Kong Stock Exchange debut. China-based e-commerce player JD.com has raised almost $4 billion after making its Hong Kong Stock Exchange debut. According to BBC News, JD.com's shares rose more than 5% during their first day of trading on the Hong Kong stock. The initiative comes as pressure increases in the U.S. on Chinese companies amid escalating tensions between the two economies. Therefore, other China-based companies are also preparing similar listings in Hong Kong. Besides, financial dealings of U.S.-listed Chinese companies were also affected in the wake of the Luckin Coffee accounting scandal, which revealed that the company had uncovered $310 million in fake transactions, in April 2020. Luckin's Nasdaq listing had been one of China's highlights in the U.S. stock market of 2019. However, since details of the scandal emerged, Nasdaq tightened its listing regulations. Besides, the U.S. Senate has also passed a bill that could block some Chinese companies from selling shares on American stock exchanges, BBC News reported. Amazon shipping rolls out in the UK. Amazon has launched Amazon shipping in the UK, making it its first market outside the US where the company is offering its service for e-commerce retailers. According to E-commerce News Europe, Amazon shipping will enable online retailers in the UK to request information about the service, which is not restricted to Amazon orders only. Moreover, the rates for shipments will be based on the number of packages a retailer ships per day with Amazon. Also, when interested e-commerce retailers will provide further information, they will receive a custom rate card within 2 business days. However, packages that weigh greater than 23 kilograms, length more than 120 centimeters, or have a width and height exceeding 60 centimeters cannot be shipped. Furthermore, to empower its new offering in the UK, Amazon Shipping will partner with Vico, Linworks, ShipStation, ChannelAdvisor, Dispatch Cloud, Mintsoft, and Skaree, while planning to collaborate with Metapack 2 in the near future. Overall, Amazon Shipping picks up parcels 7 days a week and then delivers them to customers. Besides, the company won't charge extra fees for residential delivery, peak fees, or to deliver on weekends. The FCA's and PSR's approach to access to cash. Financial Conduct Authority (FCA) and the Payment Systems Regulator (PSR) have updated the approach regarding the access to cash. Some of the actions taken by the two regulators are delivering a better understanding of cash access, organizing meetings with senior stakeholders from across the industry to share intelligence on where access problems were emerging, ensuring that banks still communicate with customers even after the branches were closed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Besides, they also focused on the needs of vulnerable people, making sure that banks offer alternatives to access cash and other essential services. According to FCS, in the longer term, legislation announced in the 2020 budget should help regulators protect access to cash for those who need it in a way that works for them. The FCA and PSR will work with the industry to explore how it can provide an appropriate and sustainable model of accessing cash, for example, through wider use of shared services and initiatives involving local communities. The PSR will continue to work with Link, the operator of the UK's cash machine network, to ensure that it protects widespread access to cash through the geographic footprint of free-to-use cash machines. PCISSC updates the standard for payment devices to protect cardholder data. The PCI Security Standards Council (PCISSC) has streamlined the standard for payment devices to empower stronger protections for cardholder data. According to HelpNet Security, the PCI PIN Transaction Security (PTS) Point of Interaction (POI) Modular Security Requirements 6.0 will boost security controls to defend against physical tampering and the insertion of malware that can compromise card data during payment transactions. Moreover, PTS POI version 6.0 is set up to protect PINs and the cardholder data stored on the card on the magnetic stripe, or the chip of an EMV card or used in conjunction with a mobile device. Therefore, PTS POI version 6.0 reorganizes the requirements, while introducing changes such as restructuring modules into physical and logical, integration, communications and interfaces, and life cycle to reflect the diversity of devices supported under the standard and the application of requirements based upon their individual characteristics and functionalities. Limiting firmware approval timeframes to 3 years to help ensure ongoing protection against evolving vulnerabilities. Requiring devices that accept EMV-enabled cards to support elliptic curve cryptography (ECC) to help facilitate the EMV migration to a more robust level of cryptography. Enhancing support for the acceptance of magnetic stripe cards in mobile payments using solutions that follow the software-based PIN entry on COTS (SPOC) standard. Magecart attackers compromised Claire's, Intersport web shops. Magecart attackers have hit web shops belonging to retail chains Claire's and Intersport, and equipped them with payment card skimmers. According to HelpNet Security, the attack of Claire's online store has been flagged by SANSEC researchers. According to them, the skimmer was distributed from a domain made to look like it might belong to the company, Claire's-Assets.com. Moreover, it has been reported that the domain was added between the 25th to the 30th of April 2020. Although it is still unknown how the attackers managed to compromise the online shops, it appears that they might have started planning the attack a month before executing it. Besides, they registered the malicious domain a day after Claire's announced it will temporarily close all of its brick-and-mortar stores due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Regarding Intersport's case, ESET researchers have reported that the attack of Intersport's web store was discovered and fixed within several hours of ESET letting them know. Furthermore, Intersport made a statement on the 17th of June 2020, revealing that a code that had the purpose of scanning payment card data was installed on their websites. However, no payment card information was intercepted, as online card payments are processed through the independent WSPay payment platform, which was not affected by the malicious code. Overall, currently it's still unknown how long the skimmers went unnoticed, as none of the compromised webshops made a prominent statement about the breach and payment card info theft. The Supreme Court rules in favor of merchants in landmark interchange fee cases. The UK Supreme Court has unanimously upheld the decision of the Court of Appeals in the interchange litigation case, finding the interchange fees set by Visa and MasterCard to be anti-competitive. In the landmark ruling, the Supreme Court was found in favor of the merchants, concluding that the Global Scheme's Multilateral Interchange Fees (MIFs) restricted competition. With the merchants succeeding on all major issues, this leaves very little room for maneuver for the Global Scheme's, Visa and MasterCard, according to CMSPI, an independent payments consultancy. This would be great news at any time, but after many retailers have suffered significant revenue damage through the COVID-19 pandemic, the potential for releasing billions in settlement to merchants will be more welcome than ever, CMSPI continued. After years of economic and legal battle, retailers operating in the UK now have the opportunity to lodge their own claims to recoup excessive interchange fees. While the court's legal ruling is clear, it is now down to the Competition Appeal Tribunal (CAT) to quantify the extent of merchants' losses and therefore the level of interchange that can now be reclaimed. Based on claims going back to 2013, the maximum payout for UK merchants could be an estimated €17 billion if Visa and MasterCard fail to prove pass-through benefits. If European merchants then proceed, it could be as much as €68 billion, CMSPI estimate. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.